All right, what's up, everybody? My name's Andre, and I was looking to produce a podcast of some kind that resembles a recap of the Yankee game and a little bit of a pregame for those not able to listen on the radio, maybe not in the New York area, maybe on a train ride home from the city, or perhaps you don't want to listen to the pregame that's currently out there. So just to recap a little bit on game 35 of the Yankees versus the Red Sox, of course the Yanks squeak one out with a 3-2 win. Stanton had two home runs. My only concern about that is they're once again off a lefty. I'd like to see a little bit more production against a right-hander, maybe an adjustment of some kind from him. At least he's quiet the boo birds. That is something I don't like to ever really see. Not a big fan of booing my own team. Even in the A-Rod days, I wasn't really a big booer. However, I can see with the expectations of Stanton how that could happen. But regardless, he chose to be on the Yankees, to be a part of this team. And I still think that even though he's gotten off to a slow start, he has won us a couple games with his homers and his production. So for what it's worth, let's see him over 162. And, you know, let's keep pulling for him to have more multi-home run games. Sevy looked good last night again. No problems from him. He very easily could have won seven innings, without a doubt. That little hiccup there by Sanchez not getting down on that slider would have struck out Nunez. Can't be looking back and say, oh, well, if he would have struck him out, he would have had a 1-2-3 inning. However, good chance that he probably would have. He was rolling. He still rolled, just couldn't go as deep, and ended up obviously falling victim to 109 pitches. Don't want to really push him much past that. He truly is the ace. He gives you a good game, battles, and thrilled that he's our guy. A couple other things really quick. I don't know how you guys feel about Nevin having Torres thrown out at third or sending Stanton on contact there with the infield in. It's aggressive baseball, of course, you know. I'd like to see him at least then continue to be aggressive. I'd rather, in my opinion, keep him, Stanton, at third, keep Torres at third, let the guys behind him who have been hitting well an opportunity to drive those runs in. But I was talking to a friend. He likes it. You know, his argument to me was, Andre, if he throws that ball up the line, he scores that run, we don't have this conversation. Agreed. Probably the case. I'm more of somebody who would prefer to see the next guy get that chance. But, you know, different philosophies. Hopefully the next time, over the course of the year, rather, have it work out where the ball isn't perfectly thrown online. So, anyway, that's a recap of that game. Yankees obviously are rolling. 16 of the last 17, tied for first place with the Red Sox, 25-10. Tonight's game, different matchup, game 36 for first place. You got Tanaka on the mound going against Porcello. We'll start off with Tanaka. I was looking over the list of everybody on the Red Sox, and the average for everybody except for JD Martinez is below 250. I don't count Pedroia, although his average was higher. He is not in the lineup tonight. So here are JD Martinez's numbers, and be on the lookout for this tonight. This is the guy. If the key to Tanaka's night really is keeping JD Martinez off the base paths, and in the park, rather. So he is 7-for-12. Get this, with a 583 batting average. And I think he has something like 3 home runs, 7 ribbies, and a couple doubles off Tanaka. So he clearly sees Tanaka well. Tanaka's job will be to get that split working, keep that ball down, change his eye level, all that fun stuff, keep him off balance, and hopefully in the ballpark. So, and I think really that's the key to Tanaka's game overall. He's been getting bit a little bit by one bad inning here or there, and it's kind of blown up in his face. But overall, I expect him to pitch well tonight. I expect him to battle and hopefully give the Yankees a chance to win this game tonight. They are going up against a pitcher in Rick Porcello, a New Jersey native who had the Yankees number the last time out. Pitched really well, has pitched really well for the better part of the entire year, and seems to look a little bit like the 2016 Rick Porcello, who did end up winning 22 games and the Cy Young Award winner. So that is something to keep an eye on as well. Will he, or is he rather, due for a bad game tonight, or is he on a roll and going to pitch lights out again? So that is the question. Looks like he got pretty much the same lineup with a couple changes. Looks like Neil Walker's in the lineup tonight. And I will say something. I don't know if Neil's feeling the pressure of what's about to transpire in a couple weeks here. Greg Bird's going for a rehab assignment tomorrow. You got Drury down there still on assignment. Moves are going to need to be made. But regardless, he is hitting to form as he did in previous season. So he is starting to pick it up. Hopefully he stays, to be honest with you. I think that his value is high. I think he is one of those hitters that the Yankees can lean on. He's a professional. He's been doing it for a long time. The question becomes, who comes out of the lineup? Who should not be on this roster in a couple of weeks? We'll say the end of May. Is it Neil Walker? Is it Tyler Austin? Is it Miguel Andujar? Is it Ronald Torres? These are questions, and you know, it's nice. It's a nice problem to have when you have difficult decisions because you have so many players playing well. And you hope no injuries come up to make this decision a little easier, and work itself out here. But you now have, if Neil Walker continues to hit the way he's hitting, he's gonna make this decision real difficult on Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. With that being said, if you had to ask me who would go down, I would be leaning towards Tyler Austin. Maybe you trade him. Stock might not ever be higher. Although he hasn't hit up late, he still has pretty good games under his belt. Has looked pretty good at first base. Potentially Andujar, since, although he has hit very well over his time period here, he's cooled off a little bit, and he has options. And you don't want him to come up here and platoon and stay on the bench. You know, this guy's got to play. He's got to play every day, and I don't know if he can do that with Drury coming back, with Bird coming back. They're gonna have to find out or figure out what they're gonna do. So you know, those are things to think about. The Yankees are rolling. I think tonight's another night that hopefully they can get a W. And I appreciate you guys listening, and hopefully, you know, in the coming weeks, we can get a little bit better at this. You know, being that it's the first one, bear with me. You know, trying to get a feel for this whole process. And feel free to reach out with any questions that you might want to have answered, or topics you want to talk about, or even if you have input on the game tonight that you want to talk about. tomorrow before tomorrow's game. Thanks again for listening to NY Yanks Quick Hits. This has been a quick hit, 10 minutes and 8 seconds. Enjoy the game tonight, and we look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.